Tuesday's hearing was held by the Senate Subcommittee on Oceans, Atmosphere, Fisheries, and the Coast Guard, and it was chaired by Alaska's junior U.S. Senator. Mark Begich highlighted the importance given to sustainability labels like MSC during his opening comments.
Many retailers and food service providers today are demanding seafood be sustainable. That is a good thing. Alaska has a good story to tell. But reliance just on any single group can be a problem. Alaska's salmon industry dropped MSC certification last year because of the shifting goalposts and increasing costs by this NGO.
The decision by most of the major processors to drop support for the MSC label for Alaska's salmon came as those same processors threw their support behind the Responsible Fisheries Management certification effort supported by the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. The ranking Republican on the Senate Subcommittee on Oceans, Atmosphere, Fisheries, and the Coast Guard is Ricky Rubio from Florida. He referenced a decision made earlier this year by the National Park Service to use independent third-party sustainability certifications in their decision-making process about what seafood can be sold in national parks across the country. Rubio stressed that that decision meant that salmon from Alaska and red snapper from the Gulf Coast couldn't be sold by vendors in the national parks.
How did fisheries such as red snapper or wild Alaska salmon that are managed by the United States federal government suddenly become ineligible for purchase by the very government that manages them? And you don't have to dig deep to find the answer. On October 5th of 2009, the president issued a 15-page executive order that, among other things, led to health and sustainability guidelines issued by the General Services Administration, who will be testifying here today. In developing these guidelines, and in typical, in my opinion, bureaucratic fashion, the GSA did not even consult with NOAA, the sole agency charged with fisheries management when working to define what is sustainable seafood. Instead, GSA looked to environmental organizations, such as the Monterey Bay Aquarium, to define sustainable for procurement purposes for the entire federal government. And the result has been that U.S. fishermen, whose own livelihoods depend on keeping fisheries sustainable, are bearing the economic burden of no longer being eligible for federal procurement at national parks, despite their adherence to fishery management plans under NOAA.
Shortly before Senator Rubio's statement, the U.S. General Services Administration released a revised seafood sustainability policy that basically eliminated the requirement for a third-party sustainability certification for seafood products purchased by the federal government. That point was reiterated during the testimony of Darren Blue. He's the GSA's Assistant Commissioner for Facilities Management and Services.
Chairman Begich, I'm pleased to report that in the days since we provided you with our written statement, GSA and HHS have finalized the revised guidelines, and they no longer reference a third-party certification requirement.
The other person who testified Tuesday representing an agency of the federal government was Samuel Rauch III. He's the Acting Assistant Administrator for the National Marine Fisheries Service. He noted that the service has been reviewing the third-party certification issue.
And last year, we asked our Marine Fisheries Advisory Committee to conduct a policy study of whether the agency's role in seafood certification should go beyond this status quo. MAFAC has been seeking input from buyers and sellers of seafood and gathering information from existing certification organizations to see what an appropriate role for NIMS would and should be. Perspectives span widely so far, ranging from a desire for the federal government to remain uninvolved to requests for NIMS to regulate the use of sustainability in the same or a similar way that the U.S. Department of Agriculture regulates the term organic. Different options are being evaluated, and the report is due next month.
Tuesday's hearing comes on the heels of an effort to prohibit federal agencies from using seafood eco-labels. Earlier this month, Senator Lisa Murkowski introduced the Responsible Seafood Certification and Labeling Act. The bill would specifically prohibit federal agencies from using third-party, non-governmental certifications when deciding what seafood can be sold in the national parks or purchased by the federal government. Senator Murkowski's new legislation also stipulates that federal agencies can't reference seafood eco-labels when developing regulations, policy, or guidelines. The state of Alaska was represented at Tuesday's hearing by the Fisheries Policy Advisor for Governor Sean Parnell. Stephanie Moreland went into great detail about Alaska's commercial fisheries and how they are managed in a sustainable manner.
Despite our decades-old track record, a recent movement has gained momentum that requires third-party certification of sustainability as a precursor or qualification to maintain market access. We believe this is unnecessary for Alaska or U.S. fisheries, but recognize the reality that certification has become important in some markets to provide outside independent verification of sustainability.
The most recognizable of the third-party sustainability labels is the one put forward by the Marine Stewardship Council. Alaska's salmon fisheries were covered by that label for many years, but the certification lapsed last year after the state and most of the major processors withdrew their support. One of the reasons given was the claim that the MSC label was eroding the Alaska brand. As an alternative, the processors in the state joined a new sustainability program called Responsible Fisheries Management. However, MSC is still the standard in many regions, and the MSC certification is required by many retailers. A major controversy erupted this summer when Walmart sent notice to their suppliers that the company would only purchase and sell frozen salmon products that carried the MSC label. That was part of Walmart's commitment to promote seafood sustainability worldwide. A Walmart representative testified during Tuesday's hearing. Jeffrey Rice is the company's senior director for sustainability, and he reiterated the company's policy to only sell fresh and frozen seafood that meets a spelled-out criteria that includes MSC or equivalent third-party certification. He noted that over the last 2 years, the company has purchased over 50 million pounds of seafood from Alaska. However, Alaska's salmon is no longer covered by the MSC label, and as Rice explained, the Responsible Fisheries Management System is not yet an accepted alternative or equivalent to MSC.
Because of the emergence of these new certification schemes, including the ASME-initiated Responsible Fisheries Management Certification, we have asked the Sustainability Consortium to lead an open process to develop criteria and principles to evaluate new standards that are emerging. The principles and criteria developed through this process will allow us to know with confidence which standards lead to sustainable fisheries and will identify opportunities for improvement in those standards that don't. For standards that don't yet meet the principles and criteria, we're committed to working with them in good faith to address what gaps exist. We encourage ASME and the Responsible Fisheries Management Program, as well as other certifications, to engage in the open process with TSC to develop principles and criteria to evaluate sustainable fisheries programs.
Tuesday's hearing was just that, a hearing, and it didn't include any concrete solutions to the sustainability label issue. However, Senator Begich wrapped up the hearing by noting the discussion of the issue will continue on Capitol Hill. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.